case, the shtar doesn't work on a level of daraisa. If it's another type of sale, like a sale of metaltalin, from the Gemara in Kedushin, is mashma that the shtar doesn't work minatayra. Udiktani bebraisa einem manim. And this that the braisa says that they're not believed. Loi de la havi shtar ma'al yamik bebe. It's not coming to say that it's a full-fledged shtar to collect. Ela de lo karina lein. But rather what it means is you don't rip it up. Vitof is midi. And if somebody grabs, v'hadar asi hai v'tala minei, lo mafkina minei. So this is the famous rule, itafas lo mafkinan, darmina nuki trei l'ba'ad yitrei, u'memone b'ches kos mare. Let's go with the change. U'memone b'ches kos mare hecha dekai. Okay, so that's Rav Nachman's teretz, that what we mean over here is that he's not believed vis-a-vis the halacha of trei v'trei. In other words, that you're not going to be able to collect with the shtar. But it doesn't mean that one is believed over the other. That's how Rav Nachman answers, and the Gemara will flesh it out, and the Gemara is going to be quite important. What I want to focus with you on today is the way in which the Rishonim are Masbir, the Braisa itself. So let's take a look at Rashi. There's not much Rashi on the Braisa, but let's take a look first at Rashi, and then we'll see Tosas. Says Rashi, Trei v'trei ninu, Eidei ashtar asheni, Ve'elu shtayim me'idim aleim shepsulim hayu bo'sasha. They say that they were apostle at that time. Rabbo said, let's be medayik in Rashi. Clearly there's two who are coming along and saying that psulei eidus hayu. What is interesting to be medayik in Rashi about? What did Rashi add that we might not have thought that Rashi would have said, or what's at Rashi adding to words in the Braisa that don't appear in the Braisa itself? Yes, Shmuel? Very good. So Shmuel points out that that's an addition on the Braisa. The Braisa did not say Osa Shah, but rather it just says Psulim. So let's try the Cheshbon. Why would Rashi just say Shepsulim Ayuba Osa Shah? Why would Rashi say that? Yes, Yosef?
Because the entire Mahalakh is like
later in the Gemara, is like talking about
like
having to, like at the same time and place,
like if they're both saying at the same place, and like which one is believed or not. Now which one is believed? Like
we
want to
know why Rashi said
Ba'oso Shah.
Why did Rashi say
Ba'oso Shah? Like later in the Gemara, this one's called El B'tneim. Like what's called like rather like when they're together, like at the same time and place. So like
no, I don't think that's what El B'tneim is talking about. I don't think so. I don't think so. Yes, Ezra?
Because they're only psulim at that time, the shtar, but not now.
Why? Why does Rashi have to say that?
Because if they're psulim now, then why would they be believed?
Oh, who says that? Who says that? Tosas. Very good. So let's take a look at Tosas. V'im ksav yod yotzim okam achrein emonim. Says Tosas, psule eidus diktanu, Diktani, Laisha Aimrim Shah Dayim Psulim. We're not talking about where they're still possible. Din Kain Amai Einem on him. You're gonna have to tell me what Tosis means. Maybe there you'll get the Ritzvah's help. What does Tosis mean? Tosis says, it can't mean when it says Uksav Yodim Yotzim Mokamacher Einem on him, that we're talking about a case. By the way, the Dibur HaMaskil tells a little strange. I would have put the Dibur HaMaskil, if I would have been the Bali Tosis, Psulei Eidus Hayu. A little bit funny. Maybe because the Hemshech of Tosis, Vamei Vinyamin, it's a little bit funny in Dibur HaMaskil. So Tosis says that here when it says Psulei Eidus, it can't be that what's happening is that Yosef and Binyamin are testifying that Reuven and Shimon are still Psulei Eidus. Dim Cain, why not? Am I einem on him? Of course then Yosef and Binyamin would believe. And then we would not have, let's go with Rav Nachman, we would not have the Maskonas HaGemara of what? Maskonas HaGemara of Uki Trei L'Ba'ad Yitrei. Then in such a case, you would say that Yosef and Binyamin are believed against Reuven and Shimon. El Psulei Eidus Havu, Oz, that when they signed the Shtar, they were Psulei Eidus. Va'ata modim shem k'shem. And now Yosef and Binyamin believe that they're kosher. So you see that's what Rashi is doing when Rashi's adding his few words here. Ba'oso shah. That's what Rashi's adding over here when he says ba'oso shah. Rashi wants to emphasize that
All good lamdus starts on the daf. The whole tafkid is to understand the daf really, really well. Now, on the other hand, anybody who gets very, very uptight, if you open a ritual or you open an achron, so that's the person's a little too uptight. You know, you gotta, in order to understand things, you sometimes have to open up other svarim. But you first have to, you have to understand the words mineu be over here. So that's what Rashi is bringing out when he says ba'osa shah. That's what Rashi is bringing out when he says ba'osa shah. The question is why? What does Tosis mean by over here? What does Tosis mean? Dim kein amayne einem monim. Why would they not be believed? L'chura, who cares? Let's spell out the case. Yosef and Binyamin are coming along and saying that Reuven and Shimon are psuleidus. Says Rashi, they're only saying that there were psuleidus when they signed. As Tosos, and this is probably what Rashi means, as Tosos, what it must mean was that Yosef and Binyamin are saying that Reuven and Shimon were once psuleidus, but now they're no longer psuleidus. And Tosos says, because if Yosef and Binyamin are alleging that Reuven and Shimon are still psuleidus, then it's a davar pashut that they be believed. So Tosos adds more to what we have in the Rashi, right? Tosos adding more. Everybody follow how things go? The Rashi, then a little bit more in Tosos, then a little bit more in Ritva, then a little bit more in Tosos and Bava Basra, and then a little bit more from the Shar Mishpat. But it all starts with Rashi is usually being merames these type of inyanim. Okay, why? But what is the pshat in Tosos? Why is it that you would not be believed? Why would Yosef and Binyamin be not be believed? Why would Yosef and Binyamin believed 100% against Reuven and Shimon? That Rav Nachman would not be able to say that it's a trey v'trey. What's the svara behind this? Everybody follow and bothered by it? At the end of the day, Yosef and Binyamin are saying the psuleidus even now. And then in such a case, of course, Yosef and Binyamin believe. Only if Yosef and Binyamin are saying they were, but now they're not, then we have a trey v'trey. Should I say this again? How many people are not following what I'm bothered by? How many? It's basically being Masbir Tosas. Okay, let's say again. Tosas says like this. Tosas says that the halacha of the Braisa in the Maskana, that's why I wanted to skip with to Rav Nachman, so it would be clear. What is the Kavanas HaBraisa according to Rav Nachman? The Kavanas HaBraisa is that if it's you have a case of Yosef and Binyamin, so then in such a case, there, if they're ksav yadam yotze mokam acher, so then we say it's a trey v'trey. Okay, why? Why do we say it's a trey v'trey? So we're talking about a case where you have psulei edus. They're alleging Yosef and Binyamin are alleging that Reuven and Shimon are psulei edus. Okay, says Rashi, the only time we're going to have this tsiur of a trey v'trey is if Yosef and Binyamin are saying that Reuven and Shimon, when they signed it, were psuleidus, but today are no longer psuleidus. But if Yosef and Binyamin are alleging that Reuven and Shimon were psuleidus then and are still psuleidus, says Tosos, back into Tosos' words, then in such a case, for sure, Reuven and Shimon would not be believed. Then it would not be considered trey v'trey. Back into Tosas' words, let's see it again. Upsule edus tiktani lo sha'omrim sha'adayim psulin. De'im kein amai einem onim. Why would Yosef and Binyamin not be believed? Ela psule edus havu. Yosef and Binyamin are alleging that they just once were us. Va'ata, but now Yosef and Binyamin are modim shem ksherim. First clarifications, and then questions, and then if there's still somebody who doesn't understand, yes, Yitzchak.
How can they see the soon if they're dead? I'm not understanding.
What? At the end of the day, they're saying, once upon a time when they signed, they were psulim. Then they did tshuva, and now they're dead. The truth is, you're asking a very good question, Yitzchak. You're asking a good question. We're going to see one of the Mefarshim asks you a question. Very good. We're going to have to open another sefer to see your question. But you're asking a good question. You want to say, maybe there's a difference between whether you're saying that now they're kosher and they're still alive, versus saying then they did tshuva and they were kosher and now they're already dead. That's what you want to tell you, right? There might be a difference between two. So we have to open a sefer to see that it could be your questions asked. Is there a hand over here? Yeah, Frank.
On what I just said, that what's so bothered by that in this case, that's not what, that can't happen.
Let me just clarify, Ephraim. What I want you guys to, when your friends are trying to clarify things, what do I want you to be sitting here and thinking about? I want you to be developing an idea of why there should be a difference between the two. What's the difference between whether you allege that they did tshuva or not? And if you don't allege that they did tshuva, you, Yosef and Binyamin, then it's a davar pasha that you are believed. But if they did tshuva, then it's going to be different. What's the svara to be mechalek? Right? Tosis and Rashi seem to both be agreeing with this idea. What's the svara to be mechalek? By the way, most Rishonim take a davar pashut like Rashi and Tosis. And when they disagree, they'll say, no, we got to use our thumbs. But right now, we're not even using our thumbs. This is Pashup Shat, according to Tosis. Tosis doesn't even feel the need to spell it out, what the Pashup Shat is. Sometimes you can't jump to the Ritva before you spell out entirely the Pashup Shat. What is the Pashup Shat in the Tosis? Yeah, Frank.
No, I think another thing that with regards to what Isaac was saying was that Tosis is bringing out a point that has nothing to do with our Brisa.
I tell us things as all the world to do.
No, I'm saying it has to do with our Raisa, but either way, the case of a dying can't be an Raisa because they're dead.
Well, the question is whether that's going to make a difference, whether they're dead. If Tosis' assumption is correct, however we explain it, then maybe being dead or not being dead doesn't make a difference. But what is Tosis' explanation? What's going on in the Tosis? All right, Rabbi Osai, tell me, the older fellows, they have something. What's Tosis' anocha? What else is working with? Ephraim, can I do something mean? I left my Ritva downstairs. Can I borrow your Ritva? I apologize. Thank you very much. I just used to, when I get used to the layout, it's very helpful. Thank you. Yeah, Mayor, what's Tosis doing? What's Pshat and Tosis?
I think it's a big chalik. If you were saying that Ruby and Shimon are still possible, then that means that they're possible gamers, they're complete liars, you can't beat them at all. And the whole star is not valid, you can't trust them at all. If they were once possible, for example, they were a relative, and now they're no longer possible, they're not complete liars, you can still trust them. Just at the same time, okay, they were possible, but now they're kosher. And the star could still be valid, as opposed to.
Okay, you're on the right track. I think you're on the right track, but let me just push to understand. I don't understand your svara. Let me play devil's advocate. I think you're right, but I don't. You say like this. Mayor says like this. Mayor says there's a difference between whether you're saying they're still possible versus just saying that they were possible when they wrote on the shtar. If you're saying they're still possible, so then in such a case it can't even be trey v'trey. But if you're saying they were apostle when they signed on the shtar, so then it could be a trey v'trey. And I ask you, at the end of the day, there's a shtar and it's a trey v'trey. So what's the difference? If they're apostle, then and it's a trey v'trey. So who cares that now they're still apostle? It's also a trey v'trey. What changed? Yes, Ephraim?
If you're saying that it was obvious that they were possible, then that's when they're still kosher eder, like they have kosher. But if you're saying that they're still possible, then there's no eder shot. It's not trey, because there's no two eder. The first two edim are there because they're not kosher eder.
Excellent. I like the way you said the second half. But explain to me, but if they were possible and now kosher, so why then is it a trey v'trey?
Because they're still...
In other words, if you're saying they're apostle, so now also... If you say that there's apostle, when they're apostle, it falls away the trey v'trey. You're saying now that they were apostle then, so the trey v'trey should fall away.
Because they're still kosher. They're able to be...
First of all, Ephraim is tremendous. 3 months ago, you never would have been able to do this. But I want to show you that you still have more to do, Be'ezer Hashem.
Be'ezer Hashem.
Beautiful. What's Ephraim saying? So Ephraim got 60%, which in my book, 60% is a great score. Ephraim says like this. Here's the formulation. And if you think the formulation is different, let me know. Let's fight it out. But let's get these things clear before we move on. Ephraim says like this. There's a difference between the case in where they say that they were possible when they signed versus saying that they're still possible. The difference between the two is the following. When you're saying that they are still possible, you're saying they're not kosher Eidim. What's the whole idea of the trey v'trey over here? And this, Ephraim, you didn't spell out. You see the difference of when you learn for 20 years versus learning for 3 months. But the difference between the when it comes to trey v'trey, it goes like this. Trey v'trey is the idea that what are Yosef and Shimon doing when they're saying that Reuven and Shimon are possible Eidim? They're arguing about whether the shtar is a valid shtar. That's what the trey v'trey is. Yosef and Shimon are saying that the shtar is not a valid shtar because Sulim Hayu, when they signed, they were apostle. In other words, the Eidus is on the shtar itself. On the other hand, point out the Achronim, Tosus on Yud Ches Amud Beis, and many, many, many of the Mefarshim already pointed out that when it comes to a shtar, then we consider Kivan the Kvar Mekuyamu. Then in such a case, once the shtar is mekuyam, then the shtar itself is a good shtar. And what you have is a chidush, that once the shtar is good, you have the shtar being made, like Reuven and Shimon say, and then you have Yosef and Binyamin being made against the shtar. That's what we had in Tosfos Divrei Maskil, Hareilu Ne'emonim. Or to put it in our fun terms, in our outdoor terms, that's twinkle, twinkle, little shtar. The shtar itself is made in itself. But Yosef and Binyamin are coming along and they're rejecting that Haggadah Seidus in the shtar. How are they rejecting it? Because they're saying Psulim Ayu. So you have two sets of Eidus going up against each other. You have the shtar as an Eidus. We say that the shtar serves as a valid Eidus, and then you have Yosef and Binyamin who are challenging it. That's the trey v'trey. However, says Ephraim, when Yosef and Shimon say that Reuven and Shimon are Eidim Psulim, they're not being made against the shtar. They're not being made on the chasimus. They're being made about Reuven and Shimon. And that makes all the difference in the world. Because the moment you're being made against Reuven and Shimon, and you're not being made on the chasimos, and there's no one that contradicts Yosef and Binyamin's Haggadah Seidus, so then in such a case, what do you got? You got Yosef and Shimon saying Reuven and Shimon are posel Eidim. Not that their chasimos were posel, but they are posel. This is Poshim Shad in Rashi Tosa. You don't spell this out, you don't understand the Rashi and Tosa. That they are posel. If the word is that they are apostle, so then Mamela you're throwing out the shtar. When Yosef and Binyamin go toe-to-toe with the shtar, so then in such a case, you got trey v'trey. But here, Yosef and Binyamin are not going toe-to-toe to the shtar. To which I followed up to Ephraim and I said, but wait a second. At the moment that they sign the shtar, Yosef and Binyamin are alleging that Reuven and Shimon are apostle Eidim. The answer is that we don't look at it that way. The moment they're no longer being made on the Eidim now, in the present, is the moment they're no longer being made on Reuven and Shimon, and is the moment that they're being made on the shtar. Okay, that's a Parshat Pshat. That's Parshat Pshat Rashi tells us. Okay, now there is a Ritva. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says, I'm not sure that you're right. Go ahead, that's real.
That means the only case could be Psulim.
What's that?
That means the only case could be Psulim.
As opposed to? Well, the price is said Beferish. No. I'm not following what you're bothered by. Psulim. Rashi points out, psule edus hayu, that means ba'oso shah, but now they were chosen. That's what Taisa says, because otherwise Yosef and Binyamin would be believed. If they're making Reuven and Shimon pasul edim, gishmak. But without that agdara, Ephraim, without that full agdara, about what's going on when Yosef and Binyamin are saying psule edus hayu, then the pshat doesn't make any sense. So you need to be mechalik. How would we say it in brisker terminology? How we say it? Whether the Haggadah's Eidus of Yosef and Binyamin is on the Cheftza Shel Shtar, or is it on the Gavra of Reuven and Shimon? The reason I don't start that way is because usually it just people come away and they know Cheftza and Gavra, they really don't understand what's going on. They can say over the word, but they don't understand what's going on. That's why we have to develop, to fight it out, to make sure it's clear. And then the terminology becomes just a way of crunching it, but not the Havana. What's happened nowadays is the terminology has become a goal of itself, as opposed to a tool to really, really understand. But the first thing you got to do is you got to bang it out with your chavrusa. Ephraim was my chavrusa. We were banging it out together. And now we have a formulation. That's what's going on over here. Oh, we're just scraping the surface now. Okay, so now, Moshe and Meir, we're just scraping the surface. David, go ahead.
I think that's what he was asking.
Oh, you want to explain your chavrusa? Yeah, okay.
What happened to Anusim and Kitanim? Rashi didn't mention them. And
in other words, if they're made that they... Well, it's beautiful. Anusim Ayu, Kitanim Ayu is all clearly also about the shtar. Comes along David and Azriel and they flesh out and it works in beautifully with Psulim Ayu. How does it fit beautifully with Psulim Ayu? Psulim Ayu is pshat that they were once. Anusim Ayu is they were once forced. Ktanim Ayu means that they were once Ktanim. We're not being made on them as people. We're being made what their chasimus were. But Enoch and Abi, if I was being made against them, it would be a different story. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov.
And now they're dead, so either way.
That's what Yitzhak asked 15 minutes ago. Not bad. I'm going to get there, Blina. Dead means dead. Last I checked. By the way, in the news, you should know that dead doesn't always mean dead. I just read an article that someone in a funeral parlor that someone started kicking in a body bag. He was dead for a day or two. It's crazy. It was in New York, in the United States. Anyhow, but yeah, but Pashtus is that, yeah.
But I don't think it's a deal.
Right.
Even if they were saying that right now they're psulim, they would still use the phrase of psulim ayu.
No.
Because right now they're dead. Even to the end of their life, they were psulim, that would also be psulim ayu. Or whether it goes back to this mount of the star, it would also either way be psulim ayu.
So I think you're at, that's what Yitzhak's bothered about.
Against their deal.
NFL. Maybe let's go to your point. Well, when we get to your point, you'll explain to me why that point goes up against. I want to do the Rishonim one first. You're asking good. It happens to be that Achronim raise a similar question that you're raising. You say it connects to what their point is. You know, that's two Achronim for me right now. I want to go through the Rishonim well, and then Bezer Hashem, definitely open to listen to you in the right time. Now, you guys don't give up, huh? Yeah, Moshe.
I don't really understand. Like, how do you have Ksav Yadam Matvachar if them themselves are never believed? I mean, how can you have Bezin stabbing us Shtar saying it's Gershar if these guys are never, if they're always possible?
Well, first of all, Anusim Hayu is beautiful. Ktanim Hayu is beautiful. What you're bothered that at the end of the day, how could they say Psulim Hayu if there was a Shtar Makuyam?
Shtar means that they were.
So they're going up, they're going toe to toe with that.
So is that sure it's right?
No. I hear what you're asking. Let me think. I hear what you're asking. I think we have an answer for this one. It's a good question. All right, Mayor, let me start the Ritva. We haven't done anything yet. Says the Ritva. Oh, well, that's not true. I think the Hezber is quite important. To be magdir exactly how this works. Let's take a look at the Ritva Dibar Maskul Bo Shnayim in Ashuk. Who wants to read it? Yonatan in the four hole. You want to read it? ובו שניים מן השוק. Read loud and slow.
The first time reading.
You're doing great, don't worry. You're manish. Shoot up Kimashma. Wait, so let's explain.
So you have to say that he's not of the Boshel, because that's not Marshall's house.
Well, although you don't mean Marshia Satzel, they're not. He's not saying that he's a Russia.
Yeah.
He's not saying he's a Russia.
Yeah, he's
good.
Usuli is how you map with Korban, and their Usuli is because the eating were proven to the people of Balkan.
Good.
If you say that they were because of Mammon or Zalan, or they were thieves, how you say puzzle should be puzzle.
There's a psul aguf. So the Ritva Mamish says, well, we just were masbir. If it's a psul aguf, so you see now in the Ritva's words, our yisod, right? If it's a psul aguf, so then you're no longer going toe to toe. Okay, hey, chyamina bisamuch. Since they're being made against the Edom themselves, so then the Reuven and Shimon are not kosher at all. Kishne Eidim Poslim Luribo. And Yosef and Binyamin could passel many, many Eidim. They could passel many Eidim. I wasn't sure what Luribo means, but I think that's what it means. They could passel many people. And what do we mean? That Yosef and Binyamin have the ability to create a psul aguf, that where there's no tarti disasri in the shtar itself. Okay, so the Ritva starts off the exact same point that we made, but that's Rashi tells us. By the way, where did we see this issue already come up? We've had this issue before. We had this issue in Rashi on Psule Eidus Hayinu Krovin on Mesachkin Bekuvia. The Rishonim discussed whether it meant Dafka Krovin or also Psul Aguf. So we had that. We had a Rajba on that Rashi. See, the problem over here, it's a little bit of a tzarachiyun. I'd like you to come over to me and discuss with me afterwards. Rashi over there seems to be fine by saying that he was even a psulaguf of psachik pekuvya. Right, so with the Shidim Mekubetzis, maybe it won't be such a strong cash. Right, but we had a difficulty with the Shidim Mekubetzis. So Lechura, Rashi over here, Ba'osa Shah, seems to be taking the approach of those Rishonim who say Krovim should be Dafka Krovim and not a Psul Aguf. Okay, so I want you, so for those of you who are holding well in the Sugyas, I want you to come over to me and tell me if it's a Stira in Rashi. Leave me aside the Sheet in the Kubetzes. Whether over here Rashi is Medagdeg Dafkits Ba'osa Shah, Krovim Ba'osa Shah. And yet, over there, Rashi says Mesachik Bekuvia, which is a Psul Aguf. Unless you say they did Tshuva. Okay, so that's an issue, that's like a bonus issue that I want you to work on. But let's continue on in the Ritva. Continue, Yonatan. So the Ritva makes the same point we were Masbir and Tesis. Continue on.
Okay, what is the half like when he says Lahatra Asma? To who? They're dead.
What are you talking about? Shall Eidim made Ainadusan shall Eidim Klum?
The ones who are dead, no?
No, their Eidus in the Shtar has no significance to be Machshir themselves. The fact that Reuven and Shimon are signed in the Shtar doesn't show us that they're kosher. And Yosef and Binyamin are alleging that they're not. That's what he means. Continue. Avliyesha Pirshu.
The they're dead and they're not able to bundle the group. Ain't a chronin kosher. Elat mei hamok. So therefore, when they testify, since they're dead, it's not like they're testifying. It's not like they're saying that people were bad aides. It's like they're testifying on money matters, which you don't need people to be there. But since they're dead, they're not testifying on a goof or something. They're testifying on two who are dead. So it's like testifying on mumu.
So by the way, the before we're mazgir, just in terms of the words, now we know why the Braisa used the words umesim. Up until now, you could have learned the Braisa even without umesim. Says the Ritva. Mesu is critical. Why is Mesu critical? I didn't realize this. Every time you read the Ritvah and the Rishon, you see something else. I didn't realize this. But now the Bryce says Mesu is Meduya. Why does it say Mesu? Because of the following reason. That over here, what you're going to have is you're going to have an Eidos that's going up against what? An Eidos that's going up against them who are already dead. So what? So they're dead. Mazel tov. Baruch Dynamis. So how's that change over here? Has it changed the halacha? How to answer the question? Yitzchak, you're the Baal Memra. You got to explain to me what's the pshat. You're the one yourself who said that if it's dead, all the halacha's going to change. So now I finally got there. Now I'm asking you, what do you mean? Yes, Yitzi.
The Gemara says later on you can't contradict Adam unless they're still alive in front of you.
By the way, I had a hard time. You're saying from Rav Nachman. Was it from Rav Nachman? Right, that's what I mean. Rishesh. Right about Rishesh. It's good. That's what I thought. Okay. Boy, that's that. Rav Yol and I. Rav Yol really helped me on that. Beseder, Nachon. So from Rishesh, you see that. Therefore, what?
Therefore, if they're dead, you can't contradict the Adam. So the Kufa of the Adam, so it must be on the actual testimony itself.
By the way, I can't believe that the Ritva means Pshuto Kimashmo, those words in the Gemara, because that's not going to Das Rav Nachman. And we're also going to Das Rav Nachman over here. So leave aside that Raya from the Gemara, because that Raya from the Gemara is only a half a Raya. So explain in your own words, why would it make a difference? You're right, beautiful, you did a great job. You found it, what he's referring to in the Gemara. But at the end of the day, what's the logic? What's the logic in the Ritva itself? What's the Ritva saying?
The logic is, if you are not contradicting, they're not there, so you can't contradict the Eidos. I can't really use it without the Gemara, I guess.
So that's in Lania's idea, it's a little incomplete, because at the end of the day, all the Gemara is saying is the Gemara is saying within Rav Nachman that the Edom need to be in front of you. But Rav Sheshes doesn't, Rav Nachman, again, the Gemara is saying, but that's Rav Sheshes that the Edom need to be in front of you. Rav Nachman rejects it, and the Ritva and Tosfos are going, in my opinion, even in the Maskanas HaGemara, they're not only going according to Rav Sheshes. He's saying l'dugma, like we see in the Gemara. But what's he saying that why should it make a difference? You understand what I'm saying? You'd see the Gemara is talking b'das Rav Sheshes that it could very well be that to have a Gemara Din, you need a Gemara Din with the Eidim in front of you.
Why is Rav saying could very well be? The Gemara says in Fush.
No, the Gemara says only b'das Rav Nachman, though. According to Rav Sheshes, I'm sorry. Why according to Rav Nachman? Go ahead, ask me.
It seems like it's a rule that in order to contradict the Eidim, they have to be there.
I don't think that's what the Ritva is saying. In other words, Yitzi's learning like this. Maybe Yitzi's right. Yitzi's learning that the Gemara in Rav Sheshes says to be considered a valid hakasha, the Edom need to be in front of you. And I ask Yitzi, but that's Rav Sheshes' svara, and Rav Nachman doesn't accept that. Because Rav Nachman asked, "Ilu kamonu machdishin lo ada chashav lo amishkichin ebudal deis machashes." Hashem lets the Ilu come on. So
he's rejecting the svar. He's rejecting the svar that he's bringing in this case.
He just wants to say that it's because of the fear of the Odah v'chulei v'chulei. But yachasit, you need the Edom in front of you. Okay, I wonder if what you're going to say and what I'm going to say are going to complement each other with an e. In other words, that we're both going to need each other's pshat. But you think from the Gemara itself, maybe what we have to do is really pound out Rav Sheshes to be able to really decide whether that's right. What you're saying is possible. I think I happen to think that there's something more that the Ritva is saying over here. So says the Ritva again, let's read the words. Avyei Shapir Shafil Barmim Gazlan Vanu Samach Masmamin. Dikivin Shemesu Ve'enin Ru'im Lifsal Aguf Ein Eidus Achronim Chashuv Ela Kemeid Alamamim. Now, more than that, Yitzi. He only brings in the line in the Gemara, "Delo adifa mi misasam im mechayein," in his rejection of it, not in the Yesh Shapirshu. Follow what I'm saying?
What does that clearly mean?
Oh. So I think the Ritva feels that this Yesh Shapirshu is against that line in the Gemara, not with that line in the Gemara. Maybe that will become clear once I'm masbir the Yesh Shapirshu. What's the Yesh Shapirshu saying? The Yesh Shapirshu says that when do we say that you're creating a psula guf? That's only when the guys are alive. When the guys are dead, it's no longer a psula guf. What does that mean? I think someone up here could help me out with the svara. Ephraim, yeah, go ahead. What's the svara here?
I thought they were saying that, meaning, even if you're going to say that they're psul, like they would be psul right now, like let's say they were misachet l'kuvi or something like that, the fact that they were dead means that they're, like we said before, they're only being made in the chesed or star.
Exactly. That's a, you see, once you have a good havana, that helps you on both sides. What did we say before? We said that if the guy is alive and you're saying that he's a psul edus, and he wasn't Chozer B'tshuva, then Yosef and Binyamin are being made against Reuven and Shimon, that they're not kosher Edom, they're not being made against the Shtar. When is the Trey betray? When they're being made against the Shtar. Says the Yesh Shapirshu, the only time we could say that they're being made against Yosef and Shimon and not being made against the Shtar is when Yosef and Shimon are still alive. The moment Yosef and Shimon are dead, even though they're talking about them as people and not about their edus, it has no significance except vis-a-vis what they had signed in the shtar. And therefore, memela, they're only being made on the shtar. That's what the Yesh Shapirshu says. V'ze'eino, says the Ritva, that's not true. The Gemara in Rav Sheshes seems to say that there is no difference between whether they're alive or whether they're dead. If they were alive, if Yosef and Binyamin testify against Reuven and Shimon and say, you're psulei edus, the halacha is that we don't believe Reuven and Shimon to say, no, I'm an eid kosher. Right? That's an interesting thing, right? Stam halacha. Yosef and Binyamin come in, and they say, Reuven and Shimon are eidim psulim. So the halacha is that Yosef and Binyamin are believed. So there's no difference b'sasim b'chayim. Hashtanami lo mehem niklal. So to here, we're not going to believe them at all. El vadei kidamrin, and what I said must be correct, says the Ritva. Rabosai, what's the yisod ha-machlokas? Beautiful yisod ha-machlokas. Can anybody try to formulate? David, you have a pshat. What's the yisod ha-machlokas over here? What are they arguing about? The Yesh Shapirshu says there's a difference when they're b'chayim or b'meis, and the Bali Tosas and everybody else say no, there's no difference between the two. And you have to say that they were chozer. In other words, there are two layers in this machlokas. This is not an easy machlokas. It's not hard, but you got to keep track. Number one, Rashi and Tosos are disagreeing with the Yesh Shapirshu and say that it needs to be that they were posel ba'isa shah, but then they did tshuva. Says the Yesh Shapirshu, no! It could be that they were psulim. But once they're psulim when they're dead, then it's still considered trey v'trey. Even if they're talking about whether they were psul aguf. Aye! The halacha should be that if they're saying a psul aguf, so then Yosef and Binyamin are being made against the guf of Reuven and Shimon. And if they're being made against Reuven and Shimon, so then in such a case, then of course Yosef and Binyamin are believed. Says the Yesh Shapirshu, no, once they're dead, it's a different halach. Comes back to Ritva and says, no, even if they're dead, it's the same halacha. Why? Because Rav Sheish has already said no difference between Mibisasa and Mibichayeha. So what's behind that machlokus? What's the yisod? How would you be masbir? What's the chakira in this machlokus? How would you explain? Any type of terminology. You could use Russian, Syrian, Moroccan, Hebrew, Yiddish, whatever you want. But what is the yisod machlokus? What are they arguing about? Yes, Shmuel?
You're always believed against to say that other guy was possible
use. Yeah, what's that machlokus? What's behind that?
You're taking into account what
they say here. Anything that in the end the formulation would be yes or no is not a formulation. You need to formulate for me what is the yes side, and you need to formulate for me what's the no side. So. But you're definitely on the right track. Yes, Mayor?
Can you possible someone else could not be there to defend themselves? If yes.
Yes, no.
If they are there, then you can.
That's yes or no. Why would you say yes and why would you say no? Rabosai, every shir is a different thing. Rav Tversky says that every sugya has its own dynamics. Every shir has its own dynamic. This shir is all about clearly formulating what is Rashi saying, what is Tesis saying, what's Ritva saying in this line, what's he saying in that line. A clear formulation of what are the machlokios. We didn't cheshbon and pshat. Just to clearly understand what is the yisod. A lot of times you read it, and all you'll do is say, he says this and he says that, but that's not a full Havana. You have to understand why he said this, why he said that. Why does it make all the difference in the world? Because once you understand why he said it, then you'll be able to figure out what he'll say in a different case. You'll know when to apply it, when not to. Now, I'm not claiming that we're going to know everything about when to apply it, but it's definitely going to help. Yeah, Frank?
Maybe possibly that, how do we look at these on the star? Do we look at them that they're being made right now in front of us? Or do we maybe look at it that they're being made at that time? And according to the river, you could say that right now they're being made in front of us. And the Chassidim of the star, we look at it as if they're being made in front of us. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference if they're dead. And according to the Yesh Shapiro, no, they were being made back then. Now they're dead, it does make a difference, because then they can only be made on the other Eidim can only be made on the Chesed Shel Shtar.
Okay, you're saying something very, very mechudash. Maybe you're right. I want to start a step before, and then I'm going to come to you. What you're saying is interesting. Rav Soloveitchik definitely influenced you. But let's start a step before, okay? I think you need to start a step before. Anybody else want to suggest something else? Okay. Rabosai, the core question, you see, Ephraim, the difference of what you're doing versus what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to do with the Talmidim from A to B to C. A lot of times when people say C, if your C is correct, people forget how they got from A to B. Sometimes the person himself could forget how he got to C. Forget what A to B is. A over here is like this. The question is whether Adam that are no longer alive, that are signed on a shtar, whether that's considered, could we look at them as being, as their Eidus being an issue of a psul haguf? In other words, these eight, let me formulate even sharper, whether the testimony that relates to them relates to their psul haguf. The Ritva says that the halach is absolutely, of course. If the halach is that when you testify against Reuven and Shimon, at the time that you testify, you're alleging that they have a psul haguf, it doesn't make a difference whether they're alive or not. That's a Ritva's position. The Yesh Shapirshu said, no, let's see and make sure everything is in the words. Dikivan Shemesu ve'einam ru'uyin l'psul aguf. Since they're dead, his words are, since they're dead and they're not ro'uy for a psul aguf. What do those words mean? Kivan the Mesu, you see that your pshat already assumed what those words mean. What do those words mean? Kivan the Mesu. What does Ritva mean in those words? given the Mesulain real psula guf. Yeshua?
After someone dies, if a testimony about what their coat is actually there just to affect them, or is it only could only be affecting things that like the star?
Correct. Once Reuven and Shimon are no longer alive, then whatever Yosef and Shimon are being made on is no longer about their goof. It's not directed to them because they're no longer alive. That's the sheet of the Yeshapir sheet. And the Ritva says wrong. No. So how is the Ritva saying no? What do you mean? They're not alive. There's no ramification of the Psula Guf. There's no ramification of the Psula Guf. So what's going on? What's going on? Yemer?
That once you prove their edus to be possible, then you mail their edus also. Whether they're alive or not.
Whether they're alive or not, at the end of the day, you're not being made on their psula. You are being made on the psula.
You're not being made on the psula.
That's what the Yesh Shapir should say. So what's the Ritva going to say back? The Ritva disagrees, yeah?
You could say that this was just A and B. You could bring in what Ephraim was saying.
Okay.
And you could say that when you're saying now, it's as if you're saying it before and you're making their goof. and the death wouldn't change the interim.
Comes along the frame and he says a major chiddush. Ephraim wants to say no. Reuven and Shimon, a person lives on in his Maisim Tovim, a person lives on in their Torah, right? Because I'll say Sofofos Tovos Bekever, when you say over someone's Torah, it's as if they're still speaking. So he wants to say that there's another way they're to speaking. Why? Because Rav Soloveitchik taught us that when you read a shtar, you're really reading what the Eidim are saying. And when you read the shtar, the Eidim are talking. He wants to say that's what the Ritva is. The Eidim are alive when you read the Shtar. The Eidim are alive when you read the Shtar. Why? Because it's signed. Va'alzeh bonu lachtom. On this we come and sign. So when you read it, when Bezdin reads it, it's as if Yosef, let's start with Reuven and Shimon, it's as if Reuven and Shimon are in front of us and are being made. That's what he wants to say. So therefore, that's what the Ritva holds. The Ritva holds that they're considered alive. And the Yesh Shapir Shu says, no, they're not. David Yaakov, what do you think about this? What do you think about that pshat? That's the pshat over here. That over here, what's going on, we consider it as if they're alive. And therefore, you're being made on their psula guf. Because you're being made that they're now eidim psulim. Da'ikol ha-meymar de'lo adif misisam mechayen. V'kivan she'ilu hayu bechayim v'yorm k'sheir mayinu lo mehemneh. If they would have been alive, then we don't believe them. Hashtanami lo ma'amni klal. So to now, we don't believe them. So Rabosai, in the Mineu Bey and the Ritva, do you agree that Shmuel and Ephraim's words are mukhrach in the Ritva? Mayor?
I just don't understand.
Like, you understand what he's saying?
I understand what he's saying, but I don't see... Like,
you find it too dramatic. It's too heebie-jeebie for you. Reuven and Shimon, who are not alive, are really alive.
I can't just say that they're dead, but when you're being made on their aid, this means that they're going to be possible. And you don't have to bring same them back.
Thing. No, but that's his chakira. His chakira is... He wants to say that Rav Soloveitchik's pshat is gufa the machlokas, the Yesh Shapir Shu, and the Ritva. That the Ritva, who understood that there's no difference between the two, so he understood that, yes, you could be made against their psula guf. Why? Because, and here's Rav Rosenzweig's term, Rav Rosenzweig's expression is, he says, the Eidim pop out of the shtar. That's his lashon. Pop out theory. I'll tell you where Rosenzweig says it. This is the famous machlokas, Eidim Mesira Karsi or Eidim Chasima Karsi. in Gittin. I'm going to tell you a big shiur in Eidim Zeri Eidim Chassidim Farsi in 1 minute. Okay, so big machloikis in Gittin. Many of you might be familiar. Write this down. This is a collector's item. Meir Rabbi Eliezer, whether Eidim Chassidim Farsi, Eidim Mesira Farsi. According to most, we paskin Eidim Mesira Farsi, which means that if you saw the Mesira, then that's enough for the gerushin. The Ran holds, even if we pass an Eidei Mesira Karsi, stand up, Abby. Even if we pass an Eidei Mesira Karsi, so then in such a case, you could say Eidei Chasim are also Karsi. So one way of explaining it is that since the Eidim are on the Shtar, it's as if the Eidim are there, they pop out. That if the Eidim are there, Bishas Mesira. That's how it rose, like I said, a big Chiddush. So Ran and Gittin, the Ran and Gittin says, and the end of Gittin says, we say, Af Eidim Mesira Karsi. One way of understanding it is that Eidim Mesira are Karsi, but Eidim Chasima, since they're there in the Shtar, it's Ke'ilu the Eidim are there, Bishas Maisa. That's another dramatization of this idea. So just like he wants to say, just like you could say like this, they could pop out also Bishas Bezdin. He's a big Chiddushin. But. But I have a problem with Ephraim and Shmuel, not because of the Lomnus. The Lomnus, there is Makom to say such a thing. And Rav Soloveitchik did say such a thing. I think Reb Chaim also said such a thing. That when Bezdin reads the Shtar, it's considered as if Reuven and Shimon are being made right now. But I have a Rav Braunschweigel type of Ha'or on what you're saying. The Chiddush is a valid Chiddush, but I'm going to play spoiler just because of the words. I love Lomnus, but I hold that it has to be mukhruch in the words. And anytime when I say over a lamdus, if you tell me that doesn't fit the words, I take you very seriously. I'm not sure Ephraim's trying to fit in the words. Because what did Ephraim say? Let's crunch Ephraim and Shmuel's vart. Ephraim and Shmuel want to say that since the Edom, when they're made, they're alive, so then you, Yosef and Binyamin, are being made against them as Psul Aguf, because they're standing up here. My problem, Ephraim, is that's not the Ritva's objection to the Yesh Shapir Shu. And the Yesh Shapir Shu all, no! The Yesh Shapir Shu all, they're no longer alive, and therefore, they're only being made on the Chasimas. My problem is that it's not the Ritva's objection. The Ritva doesn't say, you're looking at them as not alive, and I look at them as dead. You look at them as dead, I look at them as live. He says, "V'kivon she'ilu hayu b'chayim, v'hayu arum k'sherim, hayinu lo mehemna." If they would have been alive, you would. Wait. Just let me finish. Maybe you're right. If they would have been alive, then in such a case, you would not believe Reuven and Shimon against Yosef and Binyamin, because that's halacha of Yosef and Binyamin say Reuven and Shimon are apostle, then Yosef and Binyamin are believed. Right? Hashda nami lo mehem niklal. So now too, we're not going to believe them. So the issue, according to the Ritva, is Einach nami, their mace. But nevertheless, you should still accept that I've got to say this in a psul aguf. And what? As if they were alive? No, but that's not his words. You're using your imagination in the Ritva's words. Now, imagination is beautiful. For poetry, it's beautiful. But for halacha and iyun, it's not good. That's why I told you that some people get so... You know, Rav Kook, when he was saying Aschalta de Gula, that was... He was talking in a poetic sense. That's what people get, you know, say, where is it in Shulchan Aruch? Rav Kook was talking in a poetic sense. Elamai, what do I believe is the MS if I think Ephraim and Shmuel are saying good but intelligent but incorrect? So what is the MS? The MS is like this. The MS, it seems to be, to me, is a chakira in whether you could be made on a psul aguf when a person is no longer alive. That's the deal. Wait! You keep on interrupting me, Tzadiko. So it goes like this. When it comes to a psul aguf, is a psul aguf a psul about a living person? Is it a hagodas edus on the status of a live person? Or is a psul aguf a edus on a psul aguf an edus about the identity of a person? If you say the vort is that's edus on the identity of a person, then maybe ain't a chanami. It could even apply bimisasa. Or do you say edus of psulabuf is edus about a person who's alive, not about the identity of an individual, but a hagadas edus against the person? So the chakira goes like this: is an edus on a psula guf an edus about an identity of a person, or is an edus against the person, to define a person? That would only apply to a person who's alive. And that there are two sides, and that's what it seems to be they're arguing about over here. Okay, Rabosai, we went a little slower than I thought, but it's good, because we really were masber every line in the Rashi, in the Tosis, and the Ritva, but a little bit slower. I would have liked to have gone faster, but fight about. I want you to fight about these, the unit. Now,